You're listening to a preview of a premium episode of Champagne Sharks. To get access to this premium episode, as well as the full archive of back premium bonus episodes, go to patreon.com/champagnesharks. That's patreon.com/champagnesharks. And sign up for only $5 a month. For only $5 a month, you get this and every other premium bonus episode, meaning double the content. It's a great deal. And without further ado, here is the preview.
We're talking about the Mayweather-McGregor fight. We were talking about it for a while, and I realized, wait a minute, this is all good stuff. Let's start recording. But to backtrack, we were talking about this meme going around, and the meme, I'll try to link to it in the show notes, but the meme was about, these are all the excuses McGregor fans are going to be using on Sunday morning. And what's been happening is whenever somebody online uses one of those excuses, people will at that person. They'll send the person a picture of that meme, and they'll circle the excuse that they just used. And today, Johnny Knoxville used one of the excuses. Johnny Knoxville said, I'm looking at the tweet now, congrats to the notorious MMA, that's Conor McGregor, on a brilliant fight. No way Mayweather lasts 30 seconds in an MMA bout. Yeah. And he got hit with the meme. Yeah.
He's as punch drunk as McGregor was after that.
Yeah, fight. Yeah. And I was telling the fellas, like, to me, anybody I see using any of these excuses from this list is going into the suspected racist list, because I just feel like this is a new tell now. Like, any celebrity that comes with any of this bullshit is going on the side eye column.
Yeah. So get into some of the what are some of the specifics of the list?
Oh yeah, yeah. Let me read the list. You're right. Silly of me. Let me read the list. Thank you. Okay. Top excuses for Conor fans to use Sunday. And what's great about this is that this was made before the actual fight. So that's something even funnier that they covered.
Oh, wow. So it's kind of prescient, man.
Yeah, yeah. The fight was fixed. Floyd ran. The judges were bought. It was because of the 8-ounce gloves. Conor didn't have enough time to train. Conor was injured. He had a bad weight cut. The time change fucked him up.
It was his first boxing match.
Yes. That was the next one. Conor would kill him in an MMA fight. And then something about Paulie
Malignaggi put something in his water bottle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So after Johnny Knoxville said what he said, they hit him with the meme, and they circled the excuse that he used. It's just funny seeing.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah,
that's the one that, like, trips me out the most, because we were just talking earlier before we started recording about how styles make fights. And Conor McGregor in MMA, he's a stand-up martial artist. He doesn't grapple a whole lot. He doesn't do a lot of grappling. As a matter of fact, when he tried to do some grappling is when he got choked out. All three of his losses have come by submission, if I'm not mistaken. And so primarily he uses boxing and a little bit of karate in the ring. So he throws a few kicks, but mainly he uses like a two punch combination, and he's a counter puncher in the ring. So if Floyd were theoretically to hop into an MMA ring with Conor, it would not go the way that a lot of people think that it would go. As long as Floyd would, like, train to check what's called a teep kick, or we'll just call it a tie kick to the thigh. If he trained how to check those, he'd do fairly well for himself against certain types of fighters. The guys that stand up and trade punches with you, he'd do pretty damn good against those guys. It's against the grapplers and the jiu-jitsu specialists that he'd have a problem with. They take him to the ground and choke him out immediately.
And but, counter specifically, I think his conditioning is suspect. They were showing the clips from his second fight with Nate Diaz, and he was basically running for three rounds because he was out of juice.
Yeah, he was out of juice.
So, I mean, and that's a big part of the fight game, getting your conditioning up. And he was lacking in that department last night.
Yep.
And that was also an excuse that they used. Oh, he just ran out of, if he hadn't ran out of gas, you know, if, you know, cucumbers taste better pickled.
If it was a fifth, we'd all be drunk, God. Right?
You know what's funny, too, is they're not even just saying, like, they're just saying that, oh, McGregor would win in an MMA fight. Because that I could even mess with. Okay, maybe he would win. Sure, but they're all making sure to say, and this was funny, the meme says Conor would kill him in an MMA. Like, they want to believe that it would be a total slaughter. And that's interesting because Knoxville's phrased it a similar way. He said 30 seconds. And I think to them, if it was even that Floyd just lasted, that would kill them. Like, they specifically want to see him or want to believe that it would be a total annihilation.
Annihilation, yeah. There's another variation of that Conor would kill him in an MMA fight, and that's Conor would kill him in a real fight.
Oh, yeah. You know,
That's the one.
Yeah. I'm just like, if you don't get the fuck out of here with that real fight bullshit, MMA is not a real
fight. He can't beat him in the fake fight, but he can beat him in a real fight.
MMA is the furthest thing from a real fight. Come on.
There's so many rules in it. Like, get real.
Yeah.
And we had that conversation before. I don't remember if it was specifically about this, but we were just talking about MMA in general, but we were saying how if white people can't beat you in something, it's not enough to take the ball and go home. They have to say that the whole sport is just fucked up. Like, you know what I mean? Right. Like that should invalidate. Right. Yeah. But not just sport, just any endeavor. Like, you know. Oh, I remember what we were saying. We were talking about Obama, and I was saying that I think a big reason why racists needed to vote a moron in to be president, like, it wasn't enough to just get a white guy back in office. The fact that Obama was competent, whether you like him or not, America didn't blow up under his watch. You know, he did a competent job, whether you're a fan of his or not. So they have to now prove that the actual presidency is not a real job, like that it's a joke. So I think it wasn't enough to get a white guy back in. They're like, we have to show any moron can do this job now. Yeah, and I feel boxing has become that to a lot of white guys. Like since the white guys can't dominate boxing, they have to say, you know what, boxing is not real. It's imaginary. Exactly. Yeah.
It's a dying sport. After every billion-dollar fight, it's a dying sport.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Every boxing. It's crazy to me the mental gymnastics that these people go through to make these insane points, dude. It's like, okay, compare the gait of a boxing match to the gait of an MMA fight. Compare the fighter's purse to the fighter's purse of an MMA fight. Even if you just use the highest levels. If you use the highest levels, it's no competition.
Exactly.
Boxing smokes in every way, shape, form, and fashion.
Well, look at Conor McGregor.
It kind of levels out.
McGregor's the biggest thing in MMA. There's no way he's drawing that kind of heat.